Well, here it is. It's Friday. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Bill and it's Wendy. Thrilled that you're listening. Wendy, a happy, happy International Women's Day to you and to Jasmine and our producer and, of course, to Mary and everybody listening.
Right back at you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Wendy. That's very kind of you. That's very kind of you. How will you celebrate this International Women's Day?
I will not. I don't have any
idea.
You're
not celebrating it? Wendy.
Every day is International Women's Day for me.
Will you go to the International House of Pancakes?
That's a great idea, Bill.
Do you know there's an International Men's Day, too?
Isn't that every other day?
Oh, come
exactly
on.
What I said. Guys, my son looked it up because I told my kids, happy International Women's Day. He's like, what do you mean? What about Men's Day? And he looked it up. It's November 19th.
Oh, right around the corner.
Yes.
Boy, that gets unnoticed.
I know it existed.
Isn't that the day you're supposed to give up smoking pot? What was that? The National Smokeout Day?
Oh, the Great
Day?
American Smokeout.
Remember that?
Yes. I think it was cigarettes, not pot.
It was cigarettes, but
you can
Mary,
smoke pot.
Oh. You're still allowed to, Mary. You're fine.
Oh, thanks.
You're
I was just worried.
No, you're okay. We learned some very sad news that Marshall Brodeen, who certainly holds a place in Chicago TV history and in magic history.
I have to find my TV magic cards in honor of him. They're still at my mom's house.
Now, if I remember right, it was TV magic cards. There was also TV mystery cards. And I thought there was a third incarnation as well.
Really?
They all did kind of similar things
where you
tap the deck. They all changed to your card.
I was really good at card tricks because of the TV magic cards.
Yeah. He made it
easy.
He even said in the ad, so simple anyone could do it, and he was looking right at us when
even
he said
us.
It. Even you, Bill and Wendy, he said. Dave Plyer is on the line, longtime friend of Marshall Brodeen. Hi, Dave. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
We're very sad
so
about
sorry.
This news.
It is very sad, and you know, here's a guy that did 3,000 Bozo shows, and that's how we kind of know him best, obviously, but then it was all those commercials. I mean, he did commercials from the 1970s on. It's really how he built his fortune over the years.
He became a magician when he was in his teens, right?
Yeah, he was in his teens, and he was performing regularly in, like, Chicago's Riverview Amusement Park. He was at the Magic Lounge in Cicero. I think he was actually in the Army for a little bit, too, and when he came back, he kind of became a hypnotist, and he was doing that more than the magic himself. And then in the very early 60s, he bought a costume, like an Arabian Nights costume, for a commercial he was doing, or for a trade show for American Gas Company. And it was, he was doing magic, and it was the magic of gas. This is what they called it.
I might have looked at other titles before I went with that one, but all right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he started performing on Bozo Circus. And at some point, I think he appeared in the costume, and Mr. Ned Locke kind of encouraged him to do the show more regularly, and he actually encouraged him to do that famous commercial we kind of all remember.
So the timeline was he was already playing Wizzo on Bozo Circus when he would do the commercials for TV magic cards?
Yeah, I think he already made some appearances on the show in the late 1960s, and then it was 1970 that he did that TV magic card commercial.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he was already done with Bozo when we saw the TV magic cards.
Yeah, I think so.
No. Is that right? No, because they would show that commercial during Bozo Circus, right, Dave?
Right. TV magic cards started in the 70s and went through the entire show. He played Wizzo until like 1994.
Wow.
I hate to admit, I know him better from the TV magic cards.
Than as Wizzo?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And just so you know, you can get TV magic cards at Hobby Lobby for $5.99.
Still.
I just looked it up.
Still available.
You can actually get the magic show kit because there was a full kit
at the
Broadcast Museum. We have some of those still left in our gift shop. And I don't know if they're selling them anymore, but we do have we do have some stock of them at the Broadcast Museum on State Street at museum.tv.
I
want to check that out.
Dave, earlier today on Steve's show, they were running some audio of Marshall Brodeen. And it's that famous, you know, as he would hold up the Stone of Zanzibar, the magical amulet, he would hold it up and he would say, duty, duty, duty. We may have audio of that. Hold on a sec. But I was thinking to myself.
I have different audio, if I could, quickly while we're waiting for that.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brodeen, a professional magician. You know, most magic tricks are easy once you know the secret. Now, take magic cards. You don't have to be a magician to perform all kinds of amazing card tricks because it works by itself. Have someone take a card, place it back in the deck, Tap the deck, it comes to the top. Put it back in the middle, and it's back on top of
How about that?
That's amazing.
I totally remember that commercial, almost word for word.
Well, they played it nonstop.
Yeah.
All right, here's the line he's probably most famous for. Let's all listen. Doody doody doody. So I was thinking, if I was a kid and I'm driving with my parents today and they're playing that, you just go, okay, let me get this straight. It was a guy, he was dressed as a wizard, and he would just say duty, 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 and you were that was entertaining? And the answer is yes. For a long time, that was very entertaining.
I will tell you, Dean's tribute this morning, I mean, if you go to WGNTV.com, the video tribute is absolutely fabulous. I mean, some great highlights, but the most famous one was when he told Bozo that... if you wanted to touch the stone of Zanzibar, and he said, "You're about half stone. I'm about half stone myself."
Wow, very progressive.
A lot of times was on that show, right?
Very, very progressive. He was quite a, and I know you know this, Dave, because you were friends with him for years and years and years. He had an amazing collection of all things magic, all kinds of posters and magic tricks and everything. Were you lucky enough to have seen his collection?
Oh, yeah, many times. In fact, him and his wife, Mary, first of all, condolences to Mary. I know she, you know, Marshall had Alzheimer's, disease and was diagnosed some years ago and made a very difficult decision some years ago to put him in a better place for care. But, I was looking at this. There's like 5 million people have the disease. You know, few of us will ever be untouched by it. And, it's really hard to kind of take that care and give it to somebody else for a loved one that requires 24/7 attention. And they always opened up their home to friends, and his museum in his basement was really kind of broken up into 3 parts. He had one side of his basement that was all Riverview, because he was a Riverview, he was a carnival barker, and he had bought over time a lot of the games of chance and the machines that were there, and he had posters, and I mean his the breadth of his collection was absolutely incredible. Then there was a little area that he had, his costumes, various costumes from Wizzo and pictures and portraits and props that he had from the show. And I know he had a lot of videotape, like VHS tapes of the show there as well. And then on the other side, which was the largest part, was the magic collection himself. Like he actually had, actual artifacts from Houdini that he had purchased some years ago, but it was really a museum of all the cards and magic tricks that he created for Siegfried and Roy and so many other magicians.
Such an amazing collection. Do we know what will become of it, Dave?
I know Mary and Marshall had moved out of that house, so I think they packed up a lot of that after he went into the Alzheimer's facility.
Yeah.
But I haven't had much discussion with her about the collection.
The phone became a little echoey because Dean has called in.
So here's what happened. I get in my car because I'm headed to the airport right now, as I am apt to do all the time. I get in the car, I turn on the car, the radio comes on, and the first thing I hear is Bill going, doody doody doo.
I do that every day, Dean, not just today. That's every day.
The very first audio that came out of the radio was doody doody doo.
It's a sign.
I'm proud of that. Day.
And Marshall would have it no other way. I heard you guys. Hi, David. Hello there.
Hey, Wendy. Dean. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Dean.
Just hearing everybody reminiscing, and people on social media are just reminiscing about the smiles that that Marshall Brodeen gave. And sadly he's passed away, but as anyone who has gone through Alzheimer's with anybody knows, that it's somewhat of a relief, because the person with the disease, of course, is suffering. But as Dave said, Mary Brodeen has gone through what a lot of caregivers of people with Alzheimer's go through, and taking such amazing care of him for the last 15 years, both at home and then when he went to memory care after that. It's been very difficult for her.
Dean, I know that he was sick for quite a while. Was he able to contribute when you were putting Bozo, Gar, and Ray together? Was he able to help and contribute to that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We put that together, so long ago, 12 years ago, that he was able to. And many of the tapes, we've talked so many times about how there were so few tapes that were preserved by WGN. Right. Marshall had kept a pretty good collection of beta tapes of his performances. So, you know, we were able to get a lot of the footage from Marshall's personal collection. So he did. He helped us with that. He helped us with so many of the shows. He was, you know, in 2012 was inducted into the Chicago TV Academy's Silver Circle Hall of Fame, and we put together a nice tribute for him at that time. And I did like a 30-minute interview with him, one-on-one interview with him about his career and his time as Bozo. And he had already started showing signs of Alzheimer's then.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was officially diagnosed at that point. And, you know, during the interview, he would repeat some things that, you know, he told me. But his wife, Mary, was there as we were doing it and, you know, sort of helped him and coached him along. We're going to be replaying that interview, by the way, on my Sunday show this coming weekend.
Oh, perfect.
We'll be listening for that for sure.
People will be able to hear it, yeah.
Yep.
And you were talking about Bill was asking about his museum and his collection. I know you were there many times too. I mean, it was almost overwhelming when you walked downstairs and saw the history really from several times in his life.
Yeah, I mean, it was you know, artifacts, photographs of his amazing career from, you know, there are pictures of him as a teenager, you know, here in Chicago with an interest in magic, working little magic shows, working private parties, corporate events, county fairs, state fairs, you know, just Marshall, a very, very young Marshall, black and white pictures, levitating people, you know, doing his tricks. There was a photograph of him upside down, hanging from a chain. It looked like he must have been doing that Houdini
escape trick.
Yeah. Some amazing photos. I mean, you could spend hours and hours and hours down there looking at photos of him with celebrities, Muhammad Ali, Anthony Hopkins, which was interesting because one time I sat down to interview Anthony Hopkins, and I said, you know, it said, you know, Dean with WGN in Chicago. And he goes, oh, Marshall Brodeen Station. Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, that's awesome.
Whoa.
He was a fan of Marshall's magic and knew him. And, you know, they like, apparently socialized a couple of times. But, you know, you get a Hannibal Lecter to recognize a whistle.
Well, Dean, I almost wonder if he didn't draw from that a little bit when he played a magician in the movie Magic, you know?
It's very possible.
He may have. All right, guys, hold tight. We have to take a quick break and then more discussion about the great Marshall Brodeen. It's coming up in just a little bit. It's Bill Huff. It's Wendy Snyder, along with Dean Richards and Dave Plyer. We're reminiscing about the great Marshall Brodeen. Many of you knew him as Wizzo on Bozo Circus, but he was a fine magician in his own right. And Wendy, you have some breaking news, correct?
I do. There's another death in the news. It has been announced in various sources, TMZ. Airwolf star Jan Michael Vincent has died at the age of 74 after cardiac arrest. It appears he died last month. It's being announced today.
Oh, wow.
God, did I have a crush on him.
The world's greatest athlete. Remember that movie?
Yes, I do.
And Buster and Billy. A very disturbing movie, Buster and Billy.
Yes.
It's not been a good week for celebrity death.
No.
Dean, you mentioned this earlier, but it needs to be re-illustrated because it's so important. Marshall Brodeen had high praise from other magicians. Some magicians that went on to have careers that eclipsed his always gave him credit, didn't they?
Little guy called David Copperfield, for one, said that he got his start in magic with Marshall's TV magic cards.
That's where I got my start.
Yeah,
and finish.
TV magic cards are those magic sets that he used to sell.
Yeah.
You know, it's very interesting. A couple of years ago, when Marshall was being inducted into the TV Hall of Fame, the Silver Circle, his Alzheimer's had gotten pretty bad at that point. He was, you know, I was supposed to do his induction. I was supposed to read it. And then normally the person who gets the honor comes up and gives a speech. And, you know, so his family was concerned about him, you know, being up at the podium and not embarrassing himself, you know, losing his train of thought and so forth. So you know, Marshall and I were talking ahead of time, and, you know, I was trying to get a sense of, you know, what he was going to talk about so I would know how to kind of lead him in conversation and to get through this acceptance speech that he had to give. And we did the presentation. He, you know, gave a few comments, you know, thanking everybody and the Academy and WGN and his family and so forth. And I had asked him prior if he remembered the TV Magic commercial, the words that he used in the TV Magic commercial. And this is very typical of somebody with Alzheimer's, is that their short-term memory is bad, but their long-term memory is very good. And without flinching, he was able to recite, "Hi, I'm Marshall Brodeen, a magician.
A professional magician."
Professional magician.
Yes.
Professional, you're right. He was able to, he went through it and brought the house down with his acceptance speech, that he was able to, you know, so flawlessly get through that during his acceptance speech. But it was those TV magic cards. It was those magic sets, you know, that built him a beautiful house in Geneva and provided, you know, millions and millions of those were sold. And Lance Burton, as I'd mentioned, David Copperfield, huge names in magic, all said that, you know, they got their start
thanks to him,
because of Marshall's cards, right?
We are so out of time, guys. I'm sorry. And Gary has called in and wanted to talk about this magic tavern off North Avenue that Marshall Brodeen owned, but we have got to run. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Dean Richards, of course, and Dave Plyer. And there are pictures of his collection online. You kind of have to Google it and find it. But what an amazing collection he's got.
Yeah, guys, we have on the tribute piece that I put together, we have pictures of his basement. We have pictures of the collection, some great photos from his archives, all at WGNTV.com. And Sunday I'll have that interview that I did with him a couple of years ago that if you're a fan, you're definitely going to want to listen.
We'll be listening.
Thank you. And David Plyer, thank you for being on with us as well. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good show. Take care. Duty to you.
Thank you. I don't know who came up with it. I don't know how they came up with it, but, you know, we'll all remember it forever. So
it has two meanings, though.
I think it does.
Number two. All right. Thank you.
And his name was Wizzo. Yeah. I mean, it's all very ironic, isn't it? All right. A break and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.